This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Back on this morning, Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York.
I'm innocent. This is a political witch hunt, and nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Donald Trump, just before heading into the courtroom, Michael Cohen is testifying today. He's being called the most important witness in the hush money case. He was Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer. Prosecutors say it was a crime for the former president to reimburse him for a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. AP correspondent Eric Tucker with more.
They say that in an effort to conceal the true nature of those payments, the reimbursements were labeled as legal expenses, and that was an effort to falsify the business records. Trump has denied the relationship with Stormy Daniels, and he's denied that there was anything improper that went on during any part of this case.
There's another closely watched trial today. The AP's Jennifer King.
Jury selection begins today in Manhattan in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. The 70-year-old Democrat has pled not guilty to multiple charges of bribery, extortion, fraud, and obstruction of justice. He's accused of accepting bribes to use his influence to aid three New Jersey businessmen and of taking actions to benefit the foreign governments of Egypt and Qatar. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is again vowing to defeat Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is repeating U.S. opposition to a major military assault on Rafah. There were some campus protests yesterday here in the U.S. About 30 students at Duke University stood up against comedian and pro-Israel entertainer Jerry Seinfeld, who got an honorary doctorate on Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky says there are fierce battles underway between Ukrainian and Russian forces near the border in eastern and northeastern Ukraine. Outgunned and outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers. This is AP News. There's more on those Ukrainian forces and the troubles they're having this morning trying to battle the Russians.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops are locked in intense battles with the advancing Russian army in two border areas.
Особлива увага Харківщині. Тривають оборонні бої.
He says fierce battles are taking place near the border in eastern and northeastern Ukraine as outgunned and outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers try to push back a significant Russian ground offensive. Analysts say the Kremlin's forces are aiming to exploit Ukrainian weaknesses before a big batch of new military aid for Kyiv from the US and European partners arrives on the battlefield. Meanwhile, the death toll from a Russian apartment building collapse blamed on Ukrainian shelling has risen to 15. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.